The cow. Please listen while I tell you now about a most fantastic cow. Miss Milky Daisy was her name, and when, aged 7 months, she came to live with us, she did her best to look the same as all the rest. But Daisy, as we all could see, had some kind of deformity. A funny sort of bumpy lump on either side above the rump. Now, not so very long ago, these bumpy lumps began to grow. And 3 or maybe 4 months later, I stood there, an enthralled spectator, these bumpy lumps burst wide apart, and out there came, I cross my heart, of all the wondrous, marvellous things, a pair of gold and silver wings. A cow with wings! A flying cow! I'd never seen one up to now. Oh, Daisy dear, can this be true? She flapped her wings, and up she flew. Most gracefully she climbed up high. She fairly whizzed across the sky. You should have seen her dive and swoop. She even did a loop-the-loop. Of course, almost immediately, her picture was on live TV, and millions came each day to stare at Milky Daisy in the air. They shouted, "Jeepers creepers, wow! It really is a flying cow!" They laughed and clapped and cheered and waved, and all of them were well behaved except for one quite horrid man who'd travelled from Afghanistan. This fellow, standing in the crowd, raised up his voice and yelled aloud, "That silly cow! Hey, listen, Daisy, I think you're absolutely crazy!" Unfortunately, Daisy heard quite clearly every single word. "By gosh," she cried, "what awful cheek! Who is this silly foreign freak?" She dived, and using all her power, she got to 60 miles an hour. "Bomb's gone," she cried. "Take that," she said, and dropped a cowpat on his head.